This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Amen, man. Amen, amen. We got another hot one coming in, man. Episode 143 of the Random Order Show, man. It's your boy Jay Richards, man. My mama call me Jermaine all day, man. We got B-Baby Train in the building. Talk to him.
Yeah, man. My mama call me Turbo.
Ooh. Day, man. We got my man, of course, in the building. Shout out Sebastian. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Of course. You know we had to bring him back, man. Coming off of episode 115 of the Random Order Show. My man, Lucas Lopez, back in the city.
The video then.
It's 2 p.m. and you're just waking up. I'm sorry, Mr. President. I'm for waking you. Taking this.
Amen, man. Now, y'all know we had a very swell episode and tackled them hard-hitting Latin topics, man. All of them. Growing up and becoming your Latin dad. Latin ghost experiences. Ghosting for vacation. Lucas being scared. Not having your license. Cologne techniques. We had to take that Latin pronunciation quiz. And, of course, man, y'all know we had to upgrade Lucas's burger palate, man. Amen. Listen, very swell episode. Y'all know what y'all got to do, man. Jump in the comment section, man. Drop that big fat thumbs up, man. Make sure your bell's on for key moments like this, man. Bitch. Yeah, amen.
Asegúrense que este episodio está encendido. Estoy con los brothers, con Jay Andre, con Sebastian. Este episodio is on fire. Making sure you watch it now.
Yo! All day! This is a TLN announcement.
TLN.
We got another major Latin connection here, man. Shout out my Mexicans.
All my Colombianos.
You know where we at. You see the cup.
It's Canadian Heritage Month whenever we in the building. Amen.
You know what it is, man. Y'all know we had a big episode. 115, man.
Damn.
Luke is back in the building.
Dude, that long
ago.
Yes.
They are.
115, man. Yeah, we made strides.
Holy
fuck,
man.
Yeah.
Real talk, man.
We back. We're just 143, man. How you feeling? Yeah.
Good, man. I'm good. I'm chilling.
Mm-hmm. Switched it up, man. It seemed like you grew up a little bit, man.
Yeah, because last time I seen the fit in the other episode, I felt bad about it.
Instantly, like as you watched it back.
And more people would come to me and show me and be like, oh, yeah. And I would see it over and over and over. And I was like,
I was sure, man.
Worse. So this is what you went with.
Yeah, this time I went with this.
Did you wait across the street purposefully so you can walk across the street towards us in the wind?
Yeah. It was a very mystical, mythic experience.
It was. Yeah.
Like this guy, he's glowing white. He got the white on. I noticed the beater.
The beater was
across
out.
The street. This is seven lanes of traffic. I'm noticing the beater. I didn't even notice the fit.
Oh, excuse me. This guy's been ready since 11.
Yo, I've been ready since 9:30 a.m.
No, when he dropped me off, he dropped me off on the other side of the street.
Mm. Yeah.
So then I was asking you if it's this or this.
Mm. You called me panicking.
Yeah. This guy's like, yo, you seem nervous.
You know when someone's talking on the phone and you hear what that guy's saying and you're not on the call?
Yeah.
He could hear you screaming.
Yo, who's panicked? Who's
worrying
right
now? 125. No, so like, do I go across the street or like, should I? Where are you guys?
Just wait there. No, but like, where is it?
I sounded like my dad on the phone, eh?
120, 135.
Bro, you'd be surprised how much you just start picking up for after your parents, man.
Yo,
as much as you don't want to,
damn.
Am I dead?
That's not the first time, too, someone's told me that I sound panicked. But I don't mean to sound panicked.
Right.
Are you good?
Everything I
got, relax. Everyone just breathe.
It makes you listen to him, though. Like,
you got extra attention. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But you guys are the polar opposite of me, you know? Right, you guys are back. Mad, yeah. Laid back. All
right, nigga, relax.
Literally 10 steps away from me, man. Yeah. I can see you.
And he's like, yo, can you see water? I was like, the fuck? Because, yo, if you can see water, you're good.
Yo, I just see all land.
So, okay, then you should be scared. Then.
Now let's get back to panicking.
Am I in water?
Yo, this nigga asked, are you in water?
Now you gotta keep it chill out there, man.
Oh my god.
You have to, bro.
Especially in the thick of the moment, man, mm-hmm. In the heat of it.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
But that's just me being amped, you know. Like I'm hyped. Right,
were you amped about this outfit? Did you lay this out the night before? Okay, you're not gonna tell me this is just like on the fly.
Yeah.
At least you had a visual map.
It wasn't on the fly. I chose the night before, and I had the shoes laid out. You know, and you have them laid inwards, like that, like inwards with the pants.
Yeah.
Nice. Cologne too. I even put on cologne and everything.
The cologne on top of the clothes.
You know, man.
You knew the scent.
Yeah.
This is.
I even mixed some. I mixed two. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're blending.
Yeah, I'm blending right now.
I'm not there yet.
On the outside and on the inside, I have two different clothes. Yeah.
Nice.
Wow.
Bro, you got to season your clothing, man.
You got to season
real good. If I know that I'm going to get active, I'll be at the hotel. I'm like, I'm going to take a shower first.
Yeah.
Let my shirt marinate
season,
in the cologne.
Mm-hmm.
By the time you jump out the shower.
I've only done that once in my life. And my girl wanted to wear one of my sweaters out. I'm a mixture. You fucking smell like me.
Here you go.
Can I get another one? Hold on. I'm running slow on cologne.
Do you guys put it directly on the skin?
I do.
Or do you do me too?
Yeah.
Are you asking to see if you're doing the right thing?
Can it go on your skin?
Yeah, I put it directly on the skin. But people tell me, like, you know those, like when you're driving and then it's like you turn on the light.
Yeah.
And then people say it's like it's illegal.
Because,
you know what I mean? But it's not.
It's not. Yeah.
It's like that type of thing for me.
Oh, it's like
I've always heard.
What is it?
That it's not good.
It's not taboo. What's the word for it?
A myth or urban legend?
No. It's something when it's like an unwritten rule that you're not supposed to do it. There's a word for it.
Oh, steez.
What?
The cologne incorporates with your skin and the oils that you got coming out. So theoretically, it smells a little bit different on everybody.
Right.
Every single person.
Are you guys
person.
Like, I want to smell like cologne?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Super.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
I go super crazy with it.
Right.
No.
Yeah. I go.
I don't.
See, you're saying. I know.
Do
you're
do
saying,
the same thing.
No.
Oh. <You're> saying, like, I thought you were about to relate.
I'm saying
You know what I'm saying. At the same time, both of y'all say how many number of spritz you do.
I don't
one,
even.
One.
Oh fuck.
No counting.
No counting.
Two different things. Yeah, I'm going like you could like five if I'm taking it there.
Yeah.
Like you just do all the poles. You know what I mean? You gotta get the neck. You gotta get the t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. But a little bit
of even the pants, man. Your pants
gotta
smell good.
Because when you step in the wind that,
it's all a science. Yeah, it carries the cologne. Really
like
good.
I wanna pass by somebody and they smell me.
Right.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
know? That's the point of cologne.
You know, I'm gonna tell you right now, you don't have a problem finishing cologne.
No.
How am I going to finish this? This is so much. Because I'm like, neck, arm, all right, I'm out of there.
And bro, that's expired.
But why the wrist?
You walking by and shit, you hand and shit, you know what I mean? Just, oh, you want to go over there?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The aromas, man.
Trust me. Because
your neck is barely moving, you know what I mean? So you're going to move a little bit, but your wrists are doing all the motions around you.
Because
I'm telling you, I do a little right here, a little there, and then when you're going to hail someone, across the face.
Yeah.
I don't even know. What's up, bro?
You guys tell other fellas, like, hey, man, like, you smell good, my dog. Sometimes you just can't risk, like, yo, nigga, you smell great.
Of course.
What is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I even tell people they have a nice outfit. I say, yo, your fit is sick, you know?
Yeah.
Some people react weird, though. Some people are like, like they, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what are you trying to, hey.
I don't, what's going on?
I don't,
Not me neither. Nice shirt, nigga.
Are you guys like, you don't tell the scent? You don't say like what cologne you're wearing?
Yeah, I share the scent.
I share the scent.
Right,
because if you're asking, you care.
Right.
So I say it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Persons of interest, man, from here in Toronto, they've been holding me down, man. I walk the streets in this shit.
Yeah.
And people are asking me all the time. This is like the only, literally the only cologne that people ask me about.
Really?
Like, just constantly.
Which one is it?
I want to say like a boutique clothing. I'm not clothing. Cologne brand.
Yeah.
Out here. And what was your question?
What is it?
It's that called, was it.
Yeah, yeah. Persons of Interest.
It's called Persons of Interest. Like,
oh,
that's
it's
the
called.
Name.
Yeah, it's Persons of Interest is like the brand, but then they have like a different scents under different titles. Yeah. I'm not going to give you my scent, nigga, but yeah, they got some joints. I got one. I'm like, yeah, this is me. Yeah.
And is it strong? Does it stay all day?
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
it's good.
But it's a good strong. Yeah, not too much. Overpowering.
Yeah.
These ones literally like three strays is all you need and it's good.
But that's the thing, there's one I used to use in high school 24/7. But you know what's crazy,
the Cuban cigar one.
I had that shit.
Oh,
shit, hell yeah. The one yo, that's so true. I remember that one.
What is that? Cuban cigar.
A Cuban cigar. It was literally, and you pull off the top and it was a cologne.
Yeah,
that's so literally, crazy. You just opened memory, my brain right now.
You had it?
My dad had it.
Yeah.
Wow. What is it? What am I looking
for? I got it from
That's it.
I do remember that one.
Yeah. Oh, I thought these were cigars.
No, they're colognes.
That's like, isn't how that Cuban can you get?
Yeah, man.
Like, okay, Cuba. All right, nigga. All right, we get it.
The one that I used to use in high school was one that was, I used to use the tester every day before class. Mm. You know, you go, but you know, on Shoppers, they have the tester.
Small ones,
but I used to walk in like I was stealing something.
Oh.
You know, walk into the thing and I would just stand near there was this one Calvin Klein one.
Nice.
And it had like this jewels on the bottom. Mm. Like it was like diamond cut. Oh, it was crazy.
You still want it, don't you?
Yeah.
I should have diamond cut.
I should have grabbed it.
Yeah. And I used to spray that so, but it didn't stick.
Oh.
Like it would stay on for the beginning.
Yeah.
Then by the end of the day, was done.
You ever just pour it on your neck?
Yeah. When there's none left, you take, you know, the skinny, the plastic tube.
I just
take that and just.
Right. Hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
All day, type shit. Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You gotta do what you gotta do, man. Yeah.
Congrats, man. You're growing up.
Yeah.
Bro, you can't be out here smelling like nothing.
Yeah.
The fuck, you smell like nothing.
And honestly, man, the days that I run out of my cologne or I'm traveling, I'm like, yo, fuck, I forgot my cologne. I'll be walking with this guy, so he's been getting compliments. Oh, we're in Montreal. Nigga, he's trailing me. Nigga, I'm trying to slipstream him.
Right,
so
I get a little bit of his cologne.
Persons of Interest.
That is crazy. Get on there. But really, people keep saying, yo, like, oh, my, someone smells good. And I just have to put my head down because I know, like, I ain't got my loan on me.
Yeah.
I ain't got the loan on me. Right. He got the loan on him. Yeah. So I just kind of sit back, take a back seat.
Let me ask you something, brother.
Talk to me.
You went to the Grand Prix. Did you just learn about slipstream?
Nah.
Okay.
It was fresh on our mind though. Yeah. It was fresh on our mind. Real deal.
I'll tell you what. When this person said it, he was explaining like whatever race and all that.
Yeah.
When he said, I said, oh my god, I really thought slipstream was just a need for speed
for
bonus points.
100%. Yeah.
That's why I didn't bring it up. Yeah. I'm like, oh nigga, I knew that shit.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, cars one. Like you don't want someone trailing
when you too close because you're breaking the air.
As
the
fuck.
We're talking about race cars. We was at the Montreal Grand Prix.
Yeah, I seen that.
That show's crazy, man. But someone just explaining the game of racing. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, yeah, you don't want someone trailing you because you're breaking the wind for them. So it's easier for them to coast by. And like every fucking little bit of resistance matters at that, you know what I mean? At that game.
Amazing.
And then like, you don't want people like stealing your slipstream.
Yeah.
Slip, I knew that, man. Or split stream.
Slipstream. That's what they call it, Need for Speed, at least.
You know what it is?
No.
So when you go behind a car, you be in a game world, how we find out, you go behind a car, you get a boost from them. But it's because they're cutting off the wind aerodynamics. So when they're going, they get that little boost and they take off.
It's like the first goose. Yeah. You know, the first goose, it just breaks it for the gang.
Yeah,
it's like the hardest part to
say. Yeah.
It's the hardest position as a goose, man.
I might try that on the highway.
Maybe not. Maybe you leave that alone.
It's jokes.
Yeah.
Nigga, you got here quick. Ambulance, nigga. I took the slipstream. Yo, you know when they're you're in traffic? Oh my god.
Gone,
accident? Yo, I'm helping.
For real.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Your dad ever make you follow him in a car? Like, hey man, jump in your car.
Yeah,
I'm gonna jump in mine.
It.
Follow me.
Mm-hmm. I still don't drive.
Yeah, you don't drive, right?
Oh, yeah. We went over this. I didn't upgrade that much yet.
Oh,
yeah. You said I'm a man? No, not yet.
Because you had the shirt and I thought you were there. How does it feel saying, yeah, I don't drive, man? How's it? Are you always like, man,
honestly,
fuck.
It's not that, like.
Or you don't give a fuck.
I don't really care. It's just, like, because we have TTC, we have Uber.
Yeah.
You know?
Wait, what do we have?
We have TTC.
The next restaurant?
Uber.
Okay. Okay. I heard some Uber. Jamaican.
We have Uber. Everything. Right, so it's like, when I.
You can get around.
What's cringier is saying, I don't have a license.
Right.
That's what's I get a little bit embarrassed to say in public, you know? Mm-hmm. I try to steer the conversation away from driving.
Do not drive.
Yeah. So when he directly brought it up right now, mm-hmm. I was like,
My bad. Because we all know he drives.
Yeah, he drives.
He can get it done.
We all know he drives.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
So I could drive, but I don't have a license, though.
Right.
I want to get it this year, though, my G1.
Thing is, I feel it's a downtown thing of, like, they kind of take pride in not having a license.
Yeah,
but
for real.
The world is bigger than downtown, so it's like, you're going to go somewhere else and then what?
And not only that, it's like, we have so many steps here.
Right.
Like, so many steps.
What you mean, like, to drive?
To start driving alone?
Right.
Three steps.
What do you mean? G1?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then once you get the G1, mm-hmm. then you have to wait how much?
You're already waiting.
About a year.
No.
If you go to school.
It's
like 8 months or some shit like that.
Yeah, 8 months.
6 to 8. It's still time. Okay.
That's crazy.
But time is going by if you not have it.
It's been 8 years.
8 years. I wasn't gonna help you until you got to maybe like car registration.
That's a hassle. But in Florida, it's one day.
Is it?
You do your drugs and alcohol test. Okay. That thing that's like a 3-hour test or something like that. You do an on-road test, and that's it.
Really?
Yeah. One day you can get it.
Oh shit!
My brother had friends who came from Cuba, have never driven a car in their life. They get to Florida and they get their license like this.
Wow.
And it's like, well, they have a lot of accidents and stuff like that. But it's like, that's a part of it. But holy man, 8 months.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they're trying to like. You know, they took away the fucking sticker shit. So they they're trying to knocking some steps off. I don't think you got to get safety anymore.
Oh, actually?
Not really.
Yeah. But you know, one thing I wanted to add was, No, now I forgot.
That's okay.
No, it was...
Nice.
Nice. Oh! I got it.
Even better.
I got it. The thing that's crazy is that when you get the license, mm-hmm. right? No, beforehand, like it's like going to the gym.
Yeah,
like you know you want to go to the gym, but it's the going in the first day.
Yeah,
that's tough, right?
Yeah, okay.
It's the same thing with driving with your license.
It takes one day.
You have to start the process.
Starting
the process is so shit.
But it's up here, man.
I guess.
You're talking to three niggas that got their license. It's a wild G's right here. Guys, it's just so hard to go.
I can't really remember struggling that much. Yeah. Like, many years ago,
I was 18 at the time. 16, bro.
And you go
was younger, I was more full of life.
Yeah, I had mad energy back then.
But you know the G1 app?
Bro, we're not fucking with you.
Trying to sell this case, man.
No. I was going to say, if you can legally go get a license in Florida, you can get a license there, come back here to Orlando, Ontario, and say, hey, I want to swap my Florida license for Ontario
license. You got to be a resident, though, first. Oh.
That's what I'm saying. But if his pass is out, though.
To get your license in the States, do you need to be a resident in the United States to get your license?
Yeah, you have a temporary license. So that would still work. So you'd have to go get your full license in Florida if it's easier for you there.
But and with no residence, I can go just being a Canadian citizen.
Oh, you're not
resident?
No, okay, no. Come on. Get it here.
Forget it then.
Yeah, you're on the long run, man. Put him on game. It's okay, so you're not driving, but you did move. So that's, you're growing up.
Oh, there it is, man. Moving on. Not yet.
I'll tell you. No, okay. No. I did move. But the thing is, this will happen. Okay. So I moved from my mom's crib to this other place. Okay. Downtown, still downtown.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And then from there, I stayed there for a year. But this, I told you guys this when I was about to leave, right?
Yeah, remember? Yeah.
And I moved my, but the thing is, like, I moved my stuff with my friends. My friends helped me move it. Yeah. Like, bring the shit, you know what I mean? To my house.
How did that move?
It was kind of, bro, moving is shit.
Yeah.
Because it's always, you know the square items?
Yeah.
The shit that's square is crazy. Because it's like the sideways lift, and then you have to
put it the same thing no matter how you put it. You still try. Trust me, you're just tired. It's 4 a.m. Yeah. You're just like, just push it through the wall. Just get through the door. Just on your fucking back.
And then getting Wi-Fi.
Oh, man.
Getting Wi-Fi. And getting the one that's compatible to the building and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Had to do that. You know how they have different wire connection in each building?
Yeah.
I had to figure that out which one was. And I was trying to get the cheapest internet, you know?
Right.
And the most expensive one was the one that was compatible with my building. You understand what I'm saying? So it was like that.
Yeah.
And then after the end of the year that passed,
me staying at the script, it was, bro, I was paying
for rent per month, $1,465. This was COVID pricing, you know? And then right at the end of the year, they raised my rent to $2,150, something like that.
Yo,
so
bro,
I was like, fuck,
that's a splash of cold water.
Yeah, it was crazy. So then I moved back. Now I'm back at my mom's. So I'm back there, and then now I'm looking for another place to move out.
Yeah.
Probably the next 2 months, and then figuring out Florida and all that stuff.
I feel you.
What was it like moving back into your mom's?
It was good, bro. Honestly, before, at the beginning, we didn't get along for anything. Like, it was because it's a smaller apartment, right?
Yeah.
It's right, like, on the near the water.
Yeah.
And but now it's good. Now we're fine. I'm barely home, so it's not really a thing, you know.
Okay.
But it's good. Yeah.
That space and that time could sometimes do that.
Yeah.
Cool.
And now that it's like a. That like I have a career now. She's more, you know.
So she's taking care of the food thing, right? She's cooking and stuff.
Yeah.
Last time we connected, you opened up about your addiction.
About my addiction.
I was wanting to follow up. Just to check in with you.
It's not a real episode. You're not even recording.
All right, you want to start?
Yeah.
Welcome, everyone.
But yeah, I don't know. Yeah. That got way better.
Nice.
The last 3 weeks, I've been
No,
because I went on and off with it. You know,
it's like a, it's still your mom's.
My mom cooks for me.
Yeah.
So I don't have it, but I just got groceries.
Okay. I just got groceries
just now.
Okay.
So I'm chilling. You
know? We met up real quick, and then we So me and Tremont, you know what I mean? Advancing the food game, man. You gotta try this and this. You gotta try that. And see, man, I order from here, here, here. They got the good this and that.
What you working with, man? He pops open the Uber Eats.
Oh my!
It was a McDonald's Lord. Commercial. Just fucking.
I swear,
bro.
To
I'm,
God.
I'm. Every time you think it's at the bottom, it refreshes. Nine more orders. I'll just.
Holy shit!
And it was the same one every time.
The same order.
Same place. 36.50. Why would I at a fucking Italian restaurant say, "This is all I do, Italian pasta"? Don't do shit.
Bro. And I had a feeling when we got to the restaurant, it was a nice little restaurant. Nothing crazy. It was a restaurant, whatever.
No, it was nice.
They bring out the bread. It's like, yo, they give you bread?
It's free?
Yeah, nigga, it's just, you know what I mean? It's a little app on the house bread.
Like, that restaurant was so nice.
Word.
It was so nice, that restaurant.
Yeah, it was good.
Where were we? The
What was it called again? Didn't look up. Yo, he wasn't scared too.
He was scared. I was like,
the girl's like asking questions. Like, where are you? Call me back. What's your name again?
But yeah, man, no more McDonald's.
Now I'm actually good. Like, I still have McDonald's here and there. Last week, or the week before last week, was really bad.
Yeah.
When I went back to my addiction.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does your mom believe in McDonald's?
No. She told me, once you get older, mm-hmm. you're gonna forget about McDonald's. That's what my mom told me. But I don't think so.
It just got worse.
No, like, as I got older, I wanted it. I love McDonald's, man. Even since I was a kid, I love McDonald's. I don't think I'm gonna get to an age where I won't like it.
Right.
I will always like it. It's amazing. Yeah.
It's a burger.
It's a burger.
Yeah.
But the Big Mac is not just a burger, though. You can't say that.
Huh?
No, you can't say the Big Mac is just a burger, though.
The Big Mac
it's a revolutionary.
Yeah, he's ready to stand up.
It's fine. It's fine.
It is.
It's two burgers. Bun, burger, lettuce, tomato, cheese. What are you saying?
Yo.
That's a classic order, though, man. I'm not mad at that.
Big Mac? Wow. And I always, this is my order. Every time I would order Uber Eats was double Big Mac combo.
Double
it, you know. Yeah.
You double the burger.
You're getting a quad. Yeah.
You get a quad Mac.
So it's two.
That's great.
Two patties. Because you know the patties be thin.
Yeah.
So two patties.
Yeah.
That's one.
One plus one is two, right? And then it makes it like that.
Okay.
Bro, the thing was, I was gonna challenge you. Describe your McDonald's meal with no hands.
I can't.
Imagine you just guys getting arrested. What did you do today? So I
fucked. Yo, can you cuff me? I can't.
Okay, hold on. Let me just do it. I went there. He said no.
Holy shit.
Because when you run out of words, it's like that. Think. Okay, whatever.
Like two patties.
Go ahead, Rob. Oh my God. Go ahead.
I'll do it like this. I'll describe it like this. Watch, I'll do it. So, but it feels really. I start like this.
No, we just need a hand cam for that episode. Just to help with the captions.
Holy
shit.
Alright, I really want to know the order though.
Yeah. The order, just, so two, so oh double, double Big Mac.
Yeah.
Double.
Okay.
Right? And then that was it.
Yeah.
And then I get
okay.
Chicken nuggets, six, with the you know the spicy habanero?
Yes.
Spicy habanero. Okay. You know that sauce? Yes.
No, I didn't know they're there. Yes.
It's crazy. Crazy. It's crazy. Spicy habanero. And then on top of that, double cheese on the side, a little one.
Okay, yeah.
Double cheese.
On the side?
Wait. On the side,
a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Okay. Double Big Mac. So right now we're at a double Big Mac.
Double Big Mac.
Six chicken nuggets.
Six chicken nuggets.
And then a double cheeseburger.
And then a double cheese. No, we're not done, though. And then, you know when you go scroll on the Uber Eats and it says individual items?
Yeah.
That's where you click for the stuff I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, for sure.
And then you go there and then you put quarter pounder with cheese, no pickles.
Oh, man.
And I would crunch that every night.
So this is three burgers, no six
fries.
Nuggets?
Three double. Burgers, six nuggets. And fries. Okay, yeah, okay, the big, okay. The double Big Mac's a combo.
Of course.
Yeah. How dare you? Of course.
Because you went like this. You didn't say come. You didn't do that. Confuse us. You didn't say that. I saw
burger fries. Drink.
Get the combo.
I didn't know there was a combo.
Oh, like, shit. Oh, my God.
And then you just fucking rot in your bed.
Yeah. No, because I didn't have a dinner table.
You just crunching on your couch?
Yeah, no. Yeah. Couch. My couch was my bed type shit. Yeah, yeah.
Did you, you had a couch?
I didn't have a couch. Oh, it was a bed.
Yeah.
But that's what I was trying to say.
Yo, new topic, bro. Literally, new topic. I got it. John, call your dad and say, job well done. I am you.
I didn't have a couch. Oh, it was a bed.
Yeah.
But that's what I was trying to say.
How is your dad, man? How is Father's Day?
He's good, man. He's good.
Does he care about Father's Day?
50-50.
Like, if you don't say it, what happens?
Like, if I don't say it, nothing. It's if not you a do big say deal. It. If I do say, yeah, thank you, bro. Yeah, bro. You know? Yeah, like, yeah. He's chill. He doesn't, it's not really a big. Yeah. Around a month ago, I went to visit him and everything was good.
Yeah. Nice.
Everything was good.
Nice. You give him the career update and stuff?
Yeah, I told him everything that's happening behind the scenes and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about the brand deals and shit.
Yeah, and he's on this thing where he's like, he always jokes with me that like I'm a millionaire already, but I don't tell them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, that's like the classic. So he would call me, like he'll randomly call me, and I'll be like, hey, I'm busy right now. Can I call you back? Like I'll just be talking to something simple. I'll be like, no problem, because you're a millionaire now. Don't worry. We went to go eat, right? We went to go eat. He met my girlfriend now and blah blah. Mm-hmm. And we went to go eat, right?
Yeah.
And we went to go eat, and I put the napkin on your lap.
Yeah.
I put it on my lap. This guy saw me.
Holy shit.
And he's looking like that. Because he's a millionaire now. Look at how he put in the napkin there. Wow! Sorry! You can't take the pants!
Yeah, no, that's the point! He has dirty pants and shit?
Yeah!
Look at him! Fucking muscle
cheese and he's on
Oh my god.
That shit keep you grounded though. Yeah, man. That's so funny. Yeah.
But the thing is, they be taking the millionaire jokes too far.
Too far.
I'm like, yo, dad, I need financial help.
Yeah.
You just keep calling me a millionaire, nigga. It's just like, yo,
it's not adding up.
You really just make us be paying for the bills and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We go out for dinner and it's like, it's on us. Oh, you guys are good, man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm actually in a valley right now, nigga. It's not the best.
It's a slow season right now.
Yeah.
I get the brand deal. What if your dad sees you ordering McDonald's? I know sometimes, like, especially if you eat McDonald's and then you're not eating your parents' food now, what they cooked and hooked up for you. Like, oh, no, I'm gonna McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't tell my dad that. Just, yo, I'm good on the Jamaican food. We got some Mickey D's.
Yeah. Whenever my mom cooks, I never order, because that's just so disrespectful.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Like, if your mom cooks food and you, and then you gotta go get the bag at the door.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? Use the body shield.
Yeah,
mom, just walk inside. Yeah.
I used the body shield the other day.
Oh shit.
We went. Fuck, you weren't even there yet. Mm. We just got back, and I put a message up. Remember we told you about Happy Burger?
Yeah.
Did you try it? First off, please.
We did.
Please.
You don't remember?
I sent you guys a. He walked us through. It was like,
Happy Burger, right? So cheeseburger?
Okay, I got it. Yo, 40 minutes.
I called you nervous.
What was it? Did you call us or you texted us?
No, check the text. I texted you guys.
Bro, that text has to be.
And I took
here.
A picture of the empty bag with the grease on it. That burger was actually stupid. Like, one of the best burgers I've had. For real.
You was only eating McDonald's. Like, bro, okay, that's the thing. Uber Eats. Because many restaurants, many options.
Why always?
Like, not even once. Always McDonald's.
You wonder why?
Listen.
Juicer. Why do they call him that?
Legend has it, he can get the juice out of anything.
December 2nd, Friday, 12:34.
Nice.
PM or AM?
AM, this is nighttime.
Nighttime, midnight, yeah.
Yo, what was the sound you guys were saying?
Andrew, it's been days.
Never heard from this guy. It's been days, bro. This is the top of the chat. Yeah. The nigga put us in the group chat. We weren't even in one. Jermaine sends him the picture. It says, stupid SMH. I said, I may run it. Mm-hmm. No word. Next day, I didn't end up getting it. Took your advice, but I got McDonald's though.
Oh shit!
Jermaine says no way. He said I thought you were making process. That's what I'm saying. Saturday, the very next day, December 3rd, a greasy picture of happy birthday.
Sends a greasy banks.
Y'all guys that did it.
It happened. Oh my goodness.
Ah, that's hilarious.
Oh, that's good, man.
Please, I had continue. To see you come up, man.
Yeah.
It was so good. Mm-hmm. I got the cheeseburger one. I think it was double too.
Yeah.
Think it was, but they had like a pepper in the cheese already.
Yeah.
That was And the fries were kind of crinkle cut or something like that.
Waffle fries.
Yeah, waffle fries. That's what it is.
That one.
Yeah. The one that's like this. That is one.
Literally a waffle fries.
Yeah. It was crazy. Nah, and the sauce was crazy. No, that place is crazy. Crazy. Yeah.
So
how do you go back to McDonald's after that?
The thing is, listen, the whole reason I did McDonald's in the first place is because it's fast. Bro, you order, did you hear the meal I told you?
Mm-hmm.
How much food that is?
Mm-hmm.
I would order that food, let's say 12 at nighttime. I would get it no later than 12:30.
Right.
Like that.
Yeah.
That's how quick.
Yeah.
And you look how much food I ordered. And it would come in 30 minutes.
Like you just discovered fast food. Nigga, I said it and then I had it.
Just manifestation. That quick. Oh my God.
Oh man, I have a headache.
We're talking about the body shield. So whatever, we're back in town, and I message Happy Burger. Like I said, we've been going to this place for years. Literally 2020, they started as a pop-up shop in a Greek shop. So they're making smash burgers out of a Greek shop.
Like a ghost kitchen?
Yeah, almost, okay. Right?
Yeah.
Before niggas was even doing ghost kitchens. COVID, 2020. I'm looking on Uber, I'm like, man, like I need something to eat. I'm trying to find this burger spot. Happy Burger. It looked good. Sounds good.
Sounds good, man.
Punch of order. It comes to my door. I say, yo, this is fucking crazy. Tried the happy sauce, tried everything. Jermaine, try this place. Fucking crazy.
I said, nigga, this is a real happy meal.
His exact words.
Hey. This is a happy meal.
I said, we gotta pull up on them now. We pulled up on them. I made sure I was like, I found the owner, shook his hand. I said, yo, you got something on your hands.
Nice.
I made sure I did that. Nice. Years go on, I'm telling everyone about Happy Burger. Go there. I text him, I say, yo, come back to the city. Raw, the burger was great. He says, yeah, man, come by anytime. I said, yo, remember, I was coming up to your fucking restaurant when no one was there. I have the receipts.
Yeah, he was in the back of a Greek spot down bad. He's a humbling real quick. Yeah. I see you with your multiple locations. Don't forget.
I wanted to tell him, like, good for you, you're expanding. And he's like, yeah, I'm about to drop another one. I said, yeah, I tried to say, yeah, I remember you in that Greek spot, man, good for you.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, next time you're in the city, let me know, I'll take care of you. So we pull up to Happy Burger the night we get in, and then he's like, all right, just go over there and ask for Nicole. We go in there, we ask for Nicole, and she's like, yeah, punch whatever you want, like, just get whatever you want. But still, you're going to feel a little bit guilty because you don't want to get...
You don't want to go crazy.
Yeah. You don't want to go crazy, but...
Make a fool of myself.
You got to know who you're crazy.
You want to do double big, man. Yeah.
I didn't want to, you know what I'm saying? I didn't want to do all that.
I wouldn't get what I get.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. But it came to that point where I was like punching in the order. I'm like, all right, look, if you ain't going to take care of this, I was going to take care of this. So let me take care of what I got to take care of. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Either way, it go down.
Yeah. So I punched my order, but then like I understood I wanted some chicken bites. So I had to use my body as a shield. So I'm like, yeah, I'll just get the chicken burger. And when she took it up, punched it in, everyone looks away. And then the chicken bites. That's a drink. Go. And I turn around like that. Perfect. No one even knew I got it until I pulled out the bag.
I was like, why didn't you say chicken? I didn't hear the word leave your face. Literally.
Trust me, you got no one to use the human shield, man.
Nah, for real, dude, man. You just walking by a room, you feeling guilty. You just like, you got to choose which hand to hold the items. And you know what I mean? I might go this one. You know what I mean?
Yep.
All day, man.
Yep.
Yeah, for real.
Listen, boys, I think it's only right we test our
Latin accent again, man.
Oh,
nice. Sheldon, I think it's only right. I wasn't going to do this. I'm like, man, how are we not going to do this?
Okay.
Let's get it real quick, man.
Okay. Let me lock in, man.
Yeah, Sheldon was picking up, man. I was most fascinated by Sheldon trying to get this.
Thank you.
All right, man. Okay. What we got here?
Okay.
Oh, that one's easy.
Ooh.
I want to say June 18th.
It's not easy, bro. Trust me.
Wait, no. Wait, hold on. June.
What the fuck?
June the day. Did you eat today?
I'm not even being funny. I forgot. I put this together, nigga. I do not know what the fuck this one was.
I'm distracted by the freeze frame. Yeah. I'm trying to read the Bible.
Say it in a fluid. Fluid motion. No.
Not at all.
Damn. You having the ladies, the food, the palm trees? What else you want? Everything is here, Miami, United
States. Not even close.
It wasn't gonna happen. It wasn't June
18th. It wasn't gonna happen.
It wasn't gonna happen.
Look at it. June 18th. I wouldn't get this. I would not get this.
Hell no, that was not going down.
Everything is here, Miami, June
18th. Holy
that's incredible.
Way too hard. I think, man. I did kind of feel like this one was easier.
God, that's easy.
What we got, man?
And the thing is, I know you look at this. Oh yeah, easy.
Yeah. Oh wow, this one. Trying to sound it out, man.
Because I wrote these out, you know, before I would film the video, I would write it out.
Yeah. I feel like you'd be pushing it.
I got nothing.
And then you got people who take it so personally too. They come right in the comments.
How you pronounce that second one? P-R-A-I? Is that cheating? No,
no idea.
Just like in English.
Yeah.
E-pray.
You gotta hit the accent, man. You gotta. And it's never what's closest. What sounds closest to you?
I got nothing, man. Fuck.
Is what it is, man. All right, play.
I can drink 5 or 6 of that one at one time, brother.
No trace of an S.
Nah, this ain't even fair, bro.
Is that accurate?
No.
That's super accurate. Yeah, right. That's how my dad says it. So you are a millionaire now, you don't drink a pride. Millionaire don't drink a pride.
What happens? Is it the S on the first of a word?
It's just that whenever the S is first, it's always the E before it. So street and three.
Yeah. Just get rid of that.
Yeah, get rid of that. Yes.
Okay.
Where'd the T go at the end, though?
Yeah.
No, there's no T. Forget the T, too. Yeah.
So all you really see is the P-R-I.
Yeah.
For real.
Pride. That's it. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right, man.
I need one.
Oh,
I
need one.
For sure.
This might be useless.
Sheldon got one last time.
Right? Yeah, I got Burger King last time.
Yeah, no, he got a bunch. Oh, this one's nice.
Lil Uzi Vert.
Money.
Damn.
Sometimes when I'm dancing to the music, sometimes I go like that. Like that. Like a little Uzi. I do just like him.
Uzi Vert.
That one I was pushing.
You made the word so long.
There's only so much you can do with so many balls. You know what I'm saying?
Dog, the face says it all. You know you're pushing.
Little Lucy Van. That was fucking
incredible, man. Oh my god.
What we got, man?
I know this one.
Yo, I don't even remember this one.
Minecraft.
Oh,
lucky me if I play that one, my friend. What do I really like it to you? What is that? That's a Minecraft. No, I don't play Minecraft.
Maybe that should have been first, man.
That one was an easy one.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but see, he gets 2 back to back. He's good.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, this is a good one. The Nike tag. Damn. It was hot that day, too.
Gross, man.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm kind of remembering the whole S logic. Okay.
Good.
You got it, you know?
I'm trying to insert some S's right here. Just see what we're neglecting here.
No, but he's does so not wonder far.
Like, oh, he's far. He's like,
yeah. You're looking over there, man. You know.
Not a chance.
I think he's so close, and then I hear it under his breath. I was saying, I'll forget it. I'm like, oh, he's got the S. And then, kind of. Ebay? Say it all together.
Appraisal?
all together.
Epredemang?
Oh. Oh.
Epredemang?
Spider-Man.
Oh, Bill Sheldon's on a roll.
You helped me with that one.
You think I don't know who Spider-Man
is? The hand motions, eh?
This is not even how he swings. This is shooting himself. Where are you going with this?
Yo.
Man, not bad, Sheldon.
Thank you.
Sheldon's goated, dog.
Thank you. Holy fuck. Wacko, 3 for 5?
Oh, that's
yeah,
so
man, not bad, man.
I'll take 3 for 5.
Dog. That's like some form of art, man. That's got to be something.
Really.
Just the way the words can transform into... And this is English.
Yeah.
Like, it is. Speaking English.
Yeah.
Hello, what's up, everybody? My number one thing for me in my life is when I'm making progress, I always think about what inspired me to arriving there, to arriving to the type of man I'm becoming today. And it's one thing specific that gets me in my heart, and that's Spider-Man. And Spider-Man for me is not just about he doing like that, or he doing like this, or he saving Mary Jane. It's not about that. It's about what he representing, Spider-Man. You understand? What he representing, Spider-Man, is what has stayed in my heart. It's resonating with me.
Sorry, can we take a second here? What are you saying? Spider-Man is what?
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
You guys don't know Spider-Man?
Do you know what he's...
Jesus, my friend. Spider-Man is one of the best.
Spider-Man, what is
it? Spider-Man. Spider-Man from the Marvel Universe. The Marvel, from Marvel.
Marble?
Marble, yeah. There's a Marble, yeah. Spider-Man. Spider-Man. He do like that. He has a wife.
Oh, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
In some ways, this could help someone try and learn English to say,
a lot
this
of people
is,
do that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We start like this in Python. Mm-hmm.
Like what it sounds like to you.
Literally.
You know? Even in a dictionary, you got the words.
They break it down.
Broken down and how it actually sounds.
Didn't Action Bronson's grandmother or something learn English from some TV show or something?
I'm watching Martin.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So for sure.
No.
Like,
yeah.
It's a great way to do it. Yeah.
Man. No, a lot of people learn from watching TV or reading books. Mm-hmm. Like, it's hard.
I'm like, how, though? Reading a book?
English is hard, too.
Really?
Yeah. Like, for people from Latin America, like, most of the people I've come across, they told me it's, like, one of the hardest languages, man. It's because the pronunciation is not... That's why these words come up like...
Yeah. It's like, that's the best we got, man. As a community, man, we can't say that one.
Exactly. Like the TH, the noise that those two letters make together, we don't have that in Spanish. It's like the same thing, you know what I mean, with Arabic, how...
Yeah, we can't roll ours like that.
Exactly. Right, it's the same thing. So it's like, it's really hard.
Yeah.
You know?
Makes sense.
It all goes with the... There's a word for it.
Yeah. Mm.
What's the word for...
pronunciation?
Yeah, but it's a deeper word, though.
It's a deeper word.
Oh, yes.
Pronunciation. Yes.
Pronunciation.
Vocabulary?
No.
It's
do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Is it alliteration?
Acronym?
Vernacular?
No.
I thought it was vernacular. Okay, so it's not vernacular.
No, it's not vernacular. Forget it.
Dialects.
No.
He's upset. Forget it. Forget it. You guys don't know? Fuck it.
Forget it.
I'm not going to know. Fuck it.
Man, you have any Latin ghost encounters, man? The stories that my mom brought home from Colombia, the ghost encounters there, bro, it's like you're fighting someone in real life.
Latin ghost?
They're just Spanish ghosts. Spanish ghosts. For some reason, when you leave the country of Canada, the ghost stories just get worse. Yeah. Or just North America in general, like any other country or island.
I don't know what it is, but I went to Germany a long time ago when I was like 18. Mm. And I went to visit my cousin, who he lives there.
Yeah.
And he had a girlfriend who was from Venezuela.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, those ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Venezuelan ghost? Yeah. Bro, you're getting draped up. And
That's what I'm saying. And she, you know what's, yo, now that I put it together, look at this. She's telling me this story about how she saw an exorcist, She was telling me about how she saw an exorcism with her own eyes, and she's trying to convince. I didn't believe her, to be real, but she's telling me this. And listen to this. When she's telling me this story, I'm plugging in my cousin gave me a charger, but the charger didn't have the
brick,
the adapter,
the brick. Okay. It had the brick.
Okay, but the adapter.
The adapter.
Yeah.
Oh, but you know it, how they have the three in Europe.
Yeah.
But this one didn't have the cover, so it was just exposed wire. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
No.
Bro, there's no case. He's not even trying,
No.
I'm not even gonna think about it.
Take a second.
Like, yeah, give me a chance.
You know what it is?
And he had his elbows on the table too.
No. It's because you played with him. He said the brick. You're like, yeah. And you're like, no.
So I ran back away.
The fucking adapter. No, but he was right. The adapter without. So the adapter itself has a case.
Okay.
Over what's inside. Like a phone, man. Like when you take a phone and you open the phone and it's just the wires of the phone.
Yeah, so there's no plastic.
There's no plastic on this wire. No safety.
Okay.
So she's telling me this story while I'm plugging it in and I get electrocuted. But you know that feeling that when you get electrocuted, it's all it's through ringing. My finger. Yeah, it was like a, you know? And I got. So then now I'm like, yo. Could the story she's telling
me? No, I think it's not. You just explained why.
You said I just put it together. Look at this.
And I thought I was on the subject.
That is exactly why you don't listen to fucking
I was holding that raw iron metal going into the wall with voltage.
Now,
you ever watch Bill Nye? You can tell you how it works.
Literally, imagine like any Spanish parent trying to tell you a story as a kid, and that's what you're trying to listen to. So, that's how you get haunted. Right? That's how you get possessed.
I remember one time my uncle, man, he was just like fighting for his life, trying to explain. Like he's my Latin uncle. Mm-hmm. He, my dad gave him work, brought him in, so he's in the moving game now. Amongst all these English speaker Jamaicans and stuff. And he's just like, lunchtime, you know, you talk shit, tell your stories and shit. He's a talkative guy, friendly guy, man. So he's just like breaking down his stories, but he's just like, I wouldn't even call English his second language. He just like does what he has to do. Yeah. he's just scraping on by, man. Yeah. So not too much English, but just loves to talk, man. So he's just trying to tell the story. I still don't know what he was talking about to this day.
I don't even know what story you're bringing up.
But he's trying to explain that, like, I have in the pillow. And there's an animal. It's an animal in the pillow. And it was like, Ricardo, what the fuck are you talking about? The animal. And we're like, yo, right, like a raccoon. Yeah, no.
Because it's like, no.
Bro, so disappointed in you when you get it wrong. Like a score. Yeah, no. You listen. You know, listen.
You know when they hit you with the, you know, listen.
Yeah.
Because all I'm trying to do.
You're not telling me, right? Bro, he was just fighting for his life. I saw him get so frustrated. He just walked off. Maybe like bugs he was trying to explain.
Yeah.
Like bugs were in his pillow. Like bed bugs, maybe.
Maybe
he didn't have the word for bugs. So he just called them animals.
That's going to send me.
Yeah.
Animal on your bed?
Yeah.
Mouse? No.
It makes you feel, what's so stupid?
Fucking dumb.
Oh, an insect. Yeah.
That one.
Then you gotta go to, okay, what insect?
When you get it right though, they make you feel like the man.
Yeah, you feel.
That's it.
Smart.
Yeah. I didn't know how smart you are. You don't even know where you are anymore.
Okay, why were you telling me that story now?
Man, shout out to Latin people, bro.
All day, man.
Yeah, man.
Facts.
My mom told us some stories, man, that just, it just didn't make sense, man. The type of shit she would see here. And she'd be trying to tell us that. I'm like, bro, you don't need to bring that energy upon my
child. Bro, when she like finish all her ghost stories, I'd just be a kid like 8 years old feeling heavy.
Oh, jeez, Rick.
Can that happen here? Is that going to happen to us? So do ghosts follow people? Like, you, are you being
so I had with scary. The, when it comes to the, like, the horror movies and this and that, like, that whole scene, man, when I was a kid, I was super into it. Like, but I used to torture myself.
Yeah, because you're scared. Right?
Yeah, because I'm scared, but I used to watch it and be holy, like, Exorcist. I had this Dominican babysitter.
Okay.
I had this Dominican babysitter. Her name was Maria. And she was rough-handed. Yeah. She was rough with you. Like, she, you know those type of who they'll put their hands on a kid that's not theirs? She was like that. Like, she was tough. And she would just, like, you know, she would make me food. And she was the one who got me to like hot sauce. She was the one who got me to like everything was from Maria.
Yeah.
She used to babysit me like 2-3 times a week.
Right.
And one day, she puts me to bed. I used to sleep at her house, right? She puts me to bed, right, in her in the room. I go to sleep, and I'm hearing, like, screaming and this. So I walk back, and she's watching The Exorcist. And she used to have stacks of DVDs of horror movies. All types. Chucky, this, that. She's watching The Exorcist. And I'm like, bro, I'm like 8 or 9.
You've seen some
and she's
shit.
Like, come.
Babe. Oh,
Benga.
Come what?
Yeah,
come.
Benga, Benga. Watch it then. And then we sat down and watched The Exorcist when I was like 8. So that ruined my life.
That's bro, I swear.
Yeah.
I
swear.
That's why you're scared all the time.
My back is against the wall. I got
he said, you be here. He said, you be here.
That might be at the root of
But I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't. No. What the every time I would sleep or I had to cough or something, I would turn to the pillow and like super, super quiet. Like, man, I was afraid. Wow. You know, I thought from that age,
me,
8 to like, to like 13.
Yeah.
But then I was good.
Yeah.
You know, I could sleep with my back to the door. And
Yeah,
it was crazy.
Just seeing her crawl upside down. Down the stairs that fast, that long ago?
That movie was revolutionary.
It was revolutionary. Yeah, real talk. Like, I ain't seen a CGI before.
Scared the shit out of crazy. The 360 head. Remember when she?
Yeah, they weren't doing that in movies yet.
Yeah.
Man.
They weren't doing that.
And yakking.
My thing was, how are you gonna clean up this fucking throat? She did a 360
turn. That's the only thing I look like fake. I'm like, she's like green boobs. Lime green. Okay.
Nickelodeon.
Yeah, bro. Nickelodeon slime.
Even then, I would never work on a set like for a scary movie.
Really?
Because you got, you know how long you got to be on set for anything? Like,
I feel
set.
Like you'd see the inner workings of it, so that wall would be broken.
Everything's dark, though, when you're shooting. It's in a house, and then you know she's still walking around here somewhere. So whatever, it's like, is Reagan on set? What the fuck? Where is she?
I'm not going for her. As a PA, I'm like, no, can y'all niggas just come with me? Can everyone just, can y'all get her?
Come on. No, I'd be scared.
I'm pretty sure she was, like, scarred from doing that movie.
Oh, I bet.
How do you do that to a child? Or something like that. Something crazy, I heard. The actress who did that.
Bro, I promise you, that shit is scary, bro. You're in that character for too long. For a movie?
Yeah.
In that character for too long. At the end of the day, they still had to, like, that shit was fake. So they still had to say, okay, this bed is going to rise, and then you're just going to act like demon himself is coming out.
Okay. Yeah, I could try.
Like, dog, you gotta do that over and over. If I'm the priest, I'd be like, all right, dog, I'm for real saying the real shit. Hey. Psalms 59. On the topic of ghosts, man, me and Jermaine and Sheldon and the RO community got ghosted by someone. So, sitting right here, actually.
Oh,
ghosted.
Yes.
That's
did.
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. We did.
What was that?
You don't remember when?
We were supposed to do this.
Maybe a
connection.
Maybe a trip or two ago.
Yeah.
This guy just went.
This is when I was, when we were supposed to do the next one, I was in Florida.
Yeah.
No.
Not at the time, though.
Not at the time.
I was about to go to Florida. No, I went to Brazil. Yeah. And then I went to Florida, and then I came back to the city.
You went Lava Man on us, man. Lava Man Lucas.
Fuck you, Triple L.
I didn't ghost. Check the text.
He didn't ghost.
I would never ghost.
No, right. never ghost.
Yeah, it was a good connection.
Yeah.
They were not here, though.
The chair was empty. We heard you laugh, though. How was the trip?
Was crazy, man. Brazil was crazy. Yeah, I went there for like a month, bro.
It was just so random because we're like, yo, are you free? And it went from, oh, yeah, guys, totally down. Can't wait. Yo.
Can you guys come sooner? You guys are moving shit around. You feel like going to Brazil for a month.
Dog, that was just, it was so dramatic of a change. Like, bro, what the fuck?
No, because the whole time was like figuring out before this.
Yeah.
The whole time was figuring out like, oh, am I gonna go to Brazil or not? You know, because I started talking to a girl, and then she's my girlfriend now.
Yeah.
And then she's from Brazil, so she went to Brazil to visit her family and her friends and whatever. So then I was like, just kind of in the middle of like, I was in Toronto still doing my thing, still like recording content, blah 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 blah, and then it was like, it was like, oh, is she gonna invite me? Is she not? Like, I was kind of tripping a little bit. Like, invite me, right? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, like, yo, what? And then one day she calls me, and then she kind of, she made it sound like she's about to never talk to me again. She's like, hey, I was kind of thinking a little bit. Like that.
No, you don't have to be nervous for real.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What happened? Yeah, because I was sitting down. I was sitting down when she told me. And then right when she said, I've been thinking, I was...
Something happened.
Everything is fine. So she's telling me, like, I actually really want you to come visit me and blah blah.
She's still in Brazil.
Yeah, she's in Brazil. She stayed for even longer. She was like three months or something. No. Or two months, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
And and then she invited me, and then I went.
Yeah.
And then when I went, it was crazy, man. Like, I've never seen anything like a beautiful country, beautiful people.
Nice.
I just, the culture's so warm. Like everywhere else in Latin America, it's a beautiful.
Man,
her family's great.
Explosions happening around.
It was wow.
I'm in love.
We only did two, bro.
Chill, right? The McDonald's.
Yo, the McDonald's in Brazil is damn good. No, listen.
I'm taking it international.
I need my fix.
I'm shooting in Brazil like this. I was on the plane like this. Like, that's actually. We rented a. She rented a car, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're driving around, and I see.
Who's driving around?
Who do you think? So we're driving around,
and then
we seen, like, it was beautiful, man. Like, it was actually for real.
Yeah.
It was crazy, like I've never seen. But her city is in the northeast of Brazil.
I can't focus. Bro, you're a mime.
That's how you teach Spanish, bro.
Sign language.
Literally. You teach her a bunch of, like, all right, you guys want to north? Okay, northeast.
So it was in the northeast of Brazil.
Yeah.
And so, whatever. Beautiful city. It's called Recife, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were, whatever, driving around, whatever, it's beautiful. And then I seen, there's McDonald's here. Mm. I was like, but I didn't want to sound like an idiot. You know, like, you say, like, oh, you guys have internet here?
Yeah.
It's like,
you
sound so stupid, right?
Right?
And then I seen the McDonald's. We get there, and they have these burger names that were, like, that were crazy. Like, they have one, like, a Big Tasty. One was called the Big Tasty.
I know what that... They discontinued that in North America.
They have Big Tasty. And listen to this. No.
straight, okay. Straight Spanish. And the jalapeno be tasty. The dog, if I'm McDonald's social media marketing, I'm going you. To you and I'm saying, like, everybody we need voiceovers.
We have big tasty.
That's a slogan. We have big tasty. Dog, do you know when Michael Jordan retired and then came back?
Yeah.
His fucking sentence was, I'm back. Yeah. I'm telling you, big tasty? We have big tasty.
Done. We have it.
We have.
Holy. Okay, go ahead. They have this burger. That's called. Because it's serious.
Said, get up the fuck away. I'm about to drop some shit.
They have a burger called a McCheddar.
Okay.
Bro, it's a burger that has, you know spray cheese?
Spray cheese?
The spray cheese.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
No. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bro,
spray cheese?
The one you squeeze like this and then the cheese like, comes out thick, like
yeah. Like cheese, like cheese whiz.
Cheese whiz. That one. Cheese whiz. Finally. Holy fuck. Cheese whiz, bro.
Cheese spray? Yeah, they spray cheese. No, they have it, yeah. They call it like whipped cream. Yeah. You know how like they have it like that? You just
exactly. But this burger was... It, so it's a McCheddar. Mm-hmm. It has a one burger, but you can get a double. I got the double.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay. I had the double. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But it has nothing else but onions.
Okay.
Caramelized onions.
Of course.
Yeah, caramelized onions with the cheddar.
Yeah.
Bro, that burger was crazy. And I got that at least 17 times when I was in Brazil.
Lock the fuck
minimum.
That burger, guys.
Yeah. That's all you ate, man.
Yeah. That's your whole trip.
Yeah. Did you try the local food?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
McDonald's.
Of course.
That's it. Look up McCheddar Burger, Brazil.
Yeah, let's see.
And look, see what it looks like.
I'm going to make it my designated goal to get this guy a McDonald's deal.
Look at that. Look at that. Click the second one. No, the second one. Look at how fucking crazy that. And the buns were like brown.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I think that's just whole wheat.
That's proper, right?
That is proper.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, was so good. Was so good. Look at that.
Plus the freaks.
Why would you dip it too? Congrats. I'm definitely into that.
Stop the cap.
And Big Mac I got there too. I just wanted to compare.
Of course.
I honestly think Canada... I had Big Mac in the States, Big Mac in Europe, Big Mac in South America. The best Big Mac is in Toronto.
Yeah, yeah. Really?
The best McDonald's, period, is Canada.
The one that reaches your apartment.
Yeah.
The one nearby your place. Yeah.
That one?
That's a good point.
It's just Canadian farms, man.
I don't know why.
McDonald's comes from the Canadian farms. It's different. So, like, Brazil, they're going to get their meat somewhere else.
Yeah.
States, they're getting it somewhere else. Like, if you're anywhere where it's, like... All right, farmland. Yeah, I think it's gonna be fire. You know what I mean?
Like, chicken is crazy in Canada compared to the United States.
And make anything, bro.
Yeah.
Every single burger in McDonald's in Canada comparison to the States,
better.
The States just doesn't. It just tastes different.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste like it tastes here. Mm. Maybe it's like adjusted your palate to here.
No, they got different rules down there for sure. It's like, yo, you can do this down here.
Yeah.
So we got some corners that you can cut.
But Brazil was amazing. Brazil's top.
Is that movie City of God? That's Brazil.
Yeah, that's Brazil. Yeah,
it looks like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's Rio.
That's Rio, right?
Rio is
in the favelas.
In southern Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
More south. We went to Rio as well, but we went there for 4 days and then we went to Florida. But Rio was crazy. Rio was beautiful. Nice. One of the, like, it's like you see water and then there's mountains in the water. There's Ipanema beach.
Yeah.
That beach, that whole, it's one of the, and you see a mountain like this and all favelas right next to it. Yeah. But like the mountain is right here. It's
and they got the Jesus thing.
And I went to the Redeemer. That was crazy too. But there was so many people. So my bad.
No, I was gonna say it's good that you're traveling young. Like, I'd love to visit Brazil. Even now, I mean, fuck, but
Brazil, man, you guys need to go.
Young? Yeah,
you guys
for need sure. To go. We're going to Colombia. We're gonna do it.
Yeah, did you guys go yet?
We're going with you.
Oh yeah, we're going.
What the fuck?
You might ghost on us.
Yo, guys, I'm going to a beautiful country.
Listen, guys.
No, we'll go soon. Honestly, we should organize a trip, man. We'll figure out.
I'm super down for real.
Yeah, no, for real.
My mom's there right now.
Oh, sick.
Medellin.
Yeah. Now we'll organize a trip, man.
It's beautiful, man. We'll have fun.
Man, no Ring Camera moment of the week this week, man. But we do have, we found an interesting listing, man. Speaking of Spanish hauntings, man, they're like ghost hunters that are just into you know, ghost encounters so much that they're like, there's a list of haunted Airbnbs that are like doing very well and just killing it.
Actually?
And getting like 5-star scary experiences. Like, yo, this scared the fucking living shit out of me.
Oh my god.
Definitely recommend.
Turn up.
Looking for a spooky escape? No.
Like, why would you have no. Looking to get away?
These Airbnbs will send shivers down your spine this Halloween and beyond.
And then they had to reinstate that line. Do you enjoy shivers running down your spine? Yeah,
it's a good line. It's a warning.
Guaranteed spooky.
Mm-hmm.
Civil War era.
First of all, Civil War era and farmhouse. That's, that combo is,
yeah,
too,
that
much
combo's
for me.
Crazy. Yeah.
That's too much. Much.
It's only 100 a night.
But look, look what they're saying. They're saying this property, it was the farmhouse and the barn on this property were used for a Civil War filled hospital. The hospital was there.
This is where they died at. Like, this right here is where all of them died.
Whatever year that was, didn't say it. They're not saving many. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, real deal. Yeah. They have the tools and shit.
Yes, the house is haunted, but they're all friendly. What are you talking about?
Oh, man. You believe that type of shit, man? Just friendly ghosts?
That's like seeing people with friendly dogs and their dogs are. He's friendly.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But it's just like, what are you doing this for?
I feel like it's just those people who like people who chase tornadoes. It's the same thing.
But like something that's just like the unknown is just so scary. So like a ghost, like first off, you're a ghost. You could do anything. Ghost. It's up to you.
But you believe it though?
Yeah,
motherfucker. Yeah.
You believe it?
What?
You ever been haunted?
Never. I don't plan to be. The thing, I don't know, man. Like, I don't really fully believe it, but if it's something like this where they tell you.
Oh, let me see what that one says. Go up.
Which one?
That one right there.
That's so 722.
For 12 guests, okay.
Okay, well, give me the ghost shit. Well, you and the ghost have at least one spirit. A teenage girl who seems to be stuck on the third floor, but takes it in good stride and has a bit of fun with the situation.
I don't want no ghost having fun on my watch, man.
Not with me in the building, man. Not for 722 per night. Before moving objects and even tucking people into bed, tickling their feet.
I don't know, bro. I don't believe that.
And then just imagine just going there, leaving a review. Amazing.
this was haunted. I'm not even trying that, bro.
71? That's just a regular ass apartment.
Yeah, it's just, hey, you can stay here. Nigga, this room is fucked up. It's building's never too haunted to take a damn pressure washer to it. Blow that old dirt off and shit. The ghost might go away, man.
This ain't dirty, though.
It's too modern for me. Looking for my style, nigga.
This ain't what we about over here.
And just like that.
All day, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what's on the horizon for you, man, before we get up on out of here, man?
Horizon. Acting classes. I'm starting in July, and then from July all the way until December, I'm gonna be in and out of acting classes.
Perfect, man.
So nice. I'm just trying to focus on the acting part.
Yeah. We might need you on a show.
We might need you
on a certain show.
Yeah.
You start in July.
In July, I start.
Perfect. I should get enough time.
Yeah. Now we're calling you for real.
Yeah, I'm hyped.
Let that be known, man. I'm hyped.
Shit, man. It's been a very swell episode.
Yeah.
We did a little tinkering to make this episode 143. You know what I mean? Maybe move some episodes around, man. Amen. It's a very important one.
Yeah.
We had an amazing time.
Always.
Amen. My man Lucas back in the building.
Yeah, welcome.
Yes, sir.
Welcome.
Always welcome. Yep. All day, man. Yeah, listen, thanks. Y'all know what you got to do, man. Drop that big fat thumbs up, man. Jump in the comments, man. Jump in the damn Spotify, Apple Podcast reviews, man. Let the people know. Drop a 5-star stunner rate, man. All that good shit, man.
Yeah.
What we leaving them with this time, man?
That's you, man. You got to leave the people with something, man.
Fuck, man. I don't know, actually.
That's fine. We'll get you next time, man.
Yeah, that's crazy. You had, what, how many episodes to think of some new shit? It's
been 20 episodes. No new invite now.
I don't know.
Nothing, man.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.